Started. The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Lara Nedelicki with the Anamosa Journal-Eureka and Rick Patry with the Eldora newspaper. Lara, you can go ahead and start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
It's nice to speak with you again, Senator. My first question is, do you plan on campaigning with Donald Trump?
The answer is yes, but I think that that you ought to ask him if he wants to campaign with me. But if he asks me to campaign with him, I would. Yeah, I'm supporting him. Yes.
Okay, so you plan on endorsing him for president then?
Oh, I've already done that.
Okay.
Senator,
Go ahead.
Senator, I had earlier today, I had noticed something on, I think it was on NPR, and it was in regard to some work that you had been doing investigating nonprofit hospitals and some kind of overly aggressive collection techniques that they've been using. I wondered if you could explain that.
Yeah. We started that investigation a little over a year ago when we got a report through Enterprising Investigating Journalism of this hospital trying to get blood out of a tournament, which you can't, you know. So they're a nonprofit hospital that has tax exemption. So if you have tax exemption, you have to help the poor. That's part of the responsibility of the tax exemption, and that's the purpose of the tax exemption. So then, after investigations, I don't know whether they've done everything that needs to be done, but they've shown a pretty good faith effort to change things. And they've given up on collecting about $19 million that they were trying to collect from low-income people. They've under a bill I got through as part of language that I got through as part of Obamacare, these nonprofit hospitals are supposed to make a good faith effort to help people that are low income, where they can get, if they qualify, where they can get help, like through Medicaid or something like that. And they've shifted a lot of their workers, their staff, to helping that. And they've given up on filing, having people that are debt collectors go after people. And so I don't know whether they've done all that we expect them to do, but they've made a good faith effort and trying to correct their bad tactics, and that's where we are right now.
Okay, thank you.
Senator Grassley, have you found a cheap hotel yet for the GOP convention yet?
Yes, I have, and I'm going to be out there Tuesday night and Monday. No, I back up. The answer is yes. We have a place to sleep that we can afford, and we're going to be out there Sunday night and Monday night. And during that period of time, I expect to spend most of my time interacting with the Iowa delegation. I'm not a delegate to the national convention, but I do think that I should encourage the Iowans who are spending a lot of their money and time to be good delegates, to do that and do whatever I can to help the convention be a success and encouraging Iowans and thanking Iowans.
Senator, here not too long ago, right north of Hardin County here, we had a community, Mason City, that kind of turned away from a huge number of jobs that were being posed for the area there. And I wondered, in general, when you're out talking to people, is the issue of jobs as big a thing as it was maybe a few years ago, or is it kind of getting secondary?
No, I think the whole issue, at least nationally, economic security, which would be what another way of saying what you ask about, is a big issue, either before or just after national security, and they rank very, very high. For Iowa, when it comes, I would say that I hear more from employers who feel that we're doing too much through welfare and unemployment compensation, and people being on some government program, that in the end, there's a lot of jobs, a lot of business people can't find people to fill their jobs because of some government programs that discourage work. And that's more of an issue than just unemployment generally.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Senator Grassley, what do you think about Trump's Supreme Court picks he has talked about?
I'm glad you asked that, because there's a lot that I don't know about Trump. But you asked me about supporting him, and one of the reasons I said yes, because I don't want a third term of a Obama administration, and that's what you're going to get if Hillary Clinton's elected president. But we're also going to get a lot of people on the Supreme Court that are going to turn the Supreme Court leftward for probably the next generation. And then, you know, I wasn't certain about where Trump was coming on these issues, but I'm very satisfied that he's going to put the people on the Supreme Court along the lines of what I want, a conservative or a strict constructionist, or another way of saying it, somebody that's going to interpret law instead of stretch the law and make law indirectly. Everybody on that list would fall into the category, and particularly I'm glad to hear Judge Colleton of the Eighth Circuit, who lives in Des Moines, being on that list. And it's very good that that he's put that list out, because I think it'll give people like him, it'll give a lot of Republicans confidence that he might be a good president.
Senator, in regard to Mr. Trump again, we had spoke here a few months ago before it became obvious that he was going to be the party's nominee. At that time, you had indicated a little bit of concern about his demeanor. Any feelings on, you know, where that is, whether that's still a concern, or if whether people are getting a little more comfortable with him?
I'm more concerned where he stands on a lot of policy issues that he haven't announced yet what his position is. And that's not finding fault with any past positions he has, except maybe on the religious test on Muslims. I disagree with him on that. I'm gaining some confidence, but I think that he needs to not moderate his policy views, but I think how he expresses them would be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, have you seen a drop in opposition regarding your decision to wait on a vote for Merrick Garland? Like, are you still...
I got cut off. Hmm.
Do I need to repeat the question?
Hello. Hey, you know, I took my phone away because I thought we got cut off. So would you state your question again, please?
Yeah. Have you seen a drop in opposition regarding your decision to wait on a vote for Merrick Garland?
I think I've seen a drop off nationally, but I don't see a drop off of political opposition coming from the Democrats in the White House, naturally. For Iowa, I think it's going to be a very hot issue right up to the November election. But I think nationally, the White House is losing ground.
What about in Iowa? You're still being pressed in Iowa?
In Iowa, I think it's a little more balanced now than it was. But even if my side had a majority opinion in Iowa, and I think it's pretty evenly split, but even if we had a majority opinion, I do think that the Democrats, even if they were in the minority, are going to keep up the battle against me.
And Rick, it looks like we have time for one more question.
Okay. One other thing, Senator, that we've received a little more notice on from your office in the last year has been on corrections and in law, and just corrections reform in general. I just wondered if you'd like to address that. It seems like it's something where the two parties have worked together a lot.
We're working together. It got out of my committee 16-4. Across the broad spectrum of politics, from very conservative Republicans to very liberal Democrats, agreeing to the compromise that we put together. We have a problem with the leadership not saying that it's very difficult to find time to bring it up. And we've made some slight changes to it since it got out of committee to gain more support. We have 38 co-sponsors. I think there's no doubt we can get it through the United States Senate. It's just McConnell, Kenny, and Willie have time to bring it up. I think that's a big factor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lara and Rick, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.
Okay, thanks.